Boker Tov, everybody. Boker Tov. Tu Be'av Sameach. Enjoy your breakfast. Anyway, so like we started speaking a few moments ago, Lo hayu yamim tovim leYisrael kachamisha asar be'av uchiyom haKippurim. Today is one of the I say amen, sorry, Rabotai, Chatan Waktin, Chatan Domen HaMelech, so he had to wish him Mazal Tov. Okay, Tov, so the Divrei Torah and the breakfast should be Leilu Nishmatam. Today is a famous yahrzeit, especially among Moroccan Jews. Everybody's world famous among all Am Yisrael, but especially by Moroccans. One of the greatest Mekubalim and Poskim of the 18th century was Rabbi Amram ben Diwan. He was born in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and he grew up in Hebron. And like many of the other Chachamim of the time, he was sent on a shlichut from Hebron to Morocco. Maran Achida was sent on similar shlichuyot from Hebron. He lived basically at the same time. And he ended up passing away. It's very interesting. The Mekubalim of that generation, unfortunately, many of them didn't live long. He passed away at 39 years old, like the Ari HaKadosh. So, but today's his yahrzeit. There's an annual pilgrimage on his yahrzeit to his kever in Morocco. Also, my great-grandfather, Rabbi Amram ben Machluf, Ruach Hashem Tenechen Megan Aydin. So, we're continuing with the third perek of Tomer Devorah. We finished speaking about the 13 midot of 13 attributes of mercy, midat haketer, and now the Ramak says, Ach yergina adam atzmo b'midat ha-chokhmah. Under the keter, you have the chabad, Chokhmah, Bina, Vadat, and under that, right, we're talking about these are obviously very deep Kabbalistic concepts, but kind of simplified in an easy to understand way. Says the Ramak, Hineh chokhmah ilyona perusa al kol hanimtzaim kulam, eim heyota ne'alemet ve'nisgevet me'od, ve'alea ne'emar marabu ma'asecha Adonai, kulam bechokhmah asita. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom encompasses all of his creations. All of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations require HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanut and Chokhmah. Now, although the Chokhmah is not seen, the Chokhmah is not, you know, you can't see it, you can't feel it, but it's there. Kach ra'ui le'adam sh'tiyeh chokhmato mitzuya bakol. A person also has to share his wisdom with everybody, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads his wisdom throughout the entire world, so too by a person. If you're able to give over your chokhmah to other people, you must. The Gemara says Shaul HaMelech was tzaddik yesod olam. Why was he ne'inash? Says the Gemara, because he was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, but he didn't give it over to others. Whatever a person learns, whatever he can, whether it's Chokhmat Torah, Lehavdil, She'ar Chokhmot, if a person has some sort of expertise. So he says, I heard a nice story along the same lines from Agon Melech Biderman, Shlita. Yeah, Mashpi Agadol. So he said the following story. I don't remember the person's name, but there was at the times of the Chazon Ish, I would say like 60, 70 years ago in Bnei Brak, there was one printer in Bnei Brak, the whole Bnei, I think his name was Shlomo Cohen. That was, now I don't remember. Yeah. So there's one printer in the whole Bnei Brak. Said it. Years went by, and then there was another printer who opened up. He opened up shop, you know, I guess not so close, so it should be, you know, Yored Lechaya Chaviro, on the other side of town. He opened up another printing shop. Shlomo Cohen was so excited. He went over to him. He walked into the store. Now, when you see your direct competitor who has many more years of experience walking into your store, your first inclination is, you know, battle ready. Aval, Shlomo Cohen was smiling at him. He said, Mazal Tov, Zeh. And he saw him getting ready. He says, listen to me, okay? He says, get this, you know, this machine and those luchot. And he's telling him all the, you know, this paper, that's very quality paper, this paper, local. He's telling all of the secrets of the trade. And the guy was dying. He thought maybe he's trying to trick him, whatever. No, but his children came over to Rav Shlomo Kohen and they asked him, Abba, what are you doing? He's like, okay, you don't want to fight with your competition, Vizay. You don't want to take him to Bedin. Okay, but what are you going and giving all the secrets of the trade? What are you doing? He says, you don't understand. He says, what? The Gemara says, Masech Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin, Mizonotav Shel Adam Ktzuvim Lo Merosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah. A person's parnasa is already set from one Rosh Hashanah to another. No matter how much or how little you work, you're going to make the same parnasa. People think that if they're workaholics, they work more and more. Right? Ech kurel ze? Rav Tzadok? Hidur klala. They think they're going to make hidur klala, yasu yoter kesev. Just the odds. Why? So he says, Baruch Hashem, he says, now that another, he says, Mina Shamayim had X amount of work that I needed to do a year, and I was the only printer in Bnei Brak. He says, now that another printer opened up, he says, now I get to work less and make the same amount of parnasa. I shouldn't be thankful. I shouldn't go help him out. I shouldn't be makib tova. The Chazon Ish wrote this in the Yigeret. Yigeret, the Chazon Ish, he writes about Musa. He says, if you want to learn bitachon, you want to learn a lesson in emunah bitachon ba'kadosh baruch hu, learn from Shlomo Kohen. Kacha zover. Kacha. V'zeh ha'emet. Most people don't get to that level. But he said, this is exactly what the Ramak is saying. A person who has chokhmah, a person who has something to share with other people, he said many times, the Admon Minbav Zichronot Baruch Hu used to say, many people have a mistaken notion that in order to teach Torah, you have to be Gaon Ador, right? Otherwise, well, why should I teach Torah? I don't know everything. Now let me ask you, Velit Amir, according to that person, yeah? Is there anybody who knows everything? Is there anybody who has a mastery? There are several. But anybody who teaches Torah, you think they have a real mastery of every facet of the Torah? Mapitom. Elama, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us, says the Admon Zichronot Baruch Hu, he says, that if you know Aleph and Bet, and the other person knows Aleph, you teach Bet. Obviously, you know, you can't be Gasli Bo Behora'ah, you can't teach things that you don't know, but things that you do know and you're confident in, you teach it to other people. That's part of the Midat HaChuchma V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Insofi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to shower down His abundance in Chuchma. Every morning, every afternoon, and every evening, we say HaTachonen Adam Da'at, Lamed Le'enosh Bina. Every single day, we have this, you know, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention, our Chuchma, person wants to be Zochin. Chazon Ish writes this as well. He says people look for Sgulot, to retain Torah knowledge. They learn. A lot of people learn, and they don't... And they forget, they don't retain their knowledge. The Gemara tells a story that there was a certain city that asked Rabbi Yoshua, what should a person do to be mitchakim? What should a person do to be a Talmid Chacham? Gemara b'Sof Nida. The Gemara says, Amar lehem Rabbi Yoshua, yerbe b'yeshiva b'ma'ayt b'schora, which means what? Spend more time in yeshiva and less time at work. So, me'ot klala. And then he says, they told Rabbi Yoshua, "Harbe asu kidvarim velo ha'ila." A lot of people did that, and it didn't help them. Ma'osim achshav. So he says, so what do you do? Ela yitpalel lemisha chokhma shelo. Person should pray to whoever the chokhma, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to retain. And why did he say that? So that's the case, says the Gemara, if you have to daven, why did he tell them to begin with, "Yarbe b'yishiva b'ma'it b'schora"? To teach us, says the Gemara, kamash malan, that you can't have one without the other. You have to do both. You have to be marbe b'yeshiva. You have to try as much as you can. But at the end of the day, it's all talui b'ma b'tfilah. Person every day has to be mitchanen b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person can be the smartest person. Torah, in order for Torah to stick, there has to be tefillah. Without tefillah, without kavanah b'atachonen, it's kim'at natshayach ba'olam for a person to retain his Torah knowledge. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia tuvo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his chokhmah to everybody. Right, there's a pasuk in Mishle. Ki Adonai yiten chokhma mipiv da'at u'tmuna. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say it every morning. Some people in the Leshem Yichud before Talmud Torah in the morning, over there you say that every day. A person shouldn't think, oh wow, I understood. I chapt, I said a pshat. Mani, ma chayai. Afar ani b'chayai kal v'chomel b'mitati. Harei ani lefanecha Hashem lokal v'notai kichli male busha uchlima. You can understand one thing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klum, so too, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Chochmato Aleinu, says the Torah, the Torah person has to be Mashpia Chochmato to other people as well. Now, just to end off, he gets into a deeper Kabbalistic concept, which we'll continue with tomorrow, but it's not only with regards to Chokhmah. A person has a Chovah. This is the running theme of the Tomei Devorah over here, that a person has to be Mashpia, a person has to give over whatever he can. And, you know, my Rebbe once told me, and this is the Emet, so, you know, so a lot of people are very makir tova to their Rebbe, and rightfully so, especially a Rebbe that you learn Chokhmah and Torah and Musar, you learn from him, you have to be makir tova Rebbe. So, you know, one time I explained, I told my Rebbe, thank you Rebbe for teaching me Torah, thank you. He says, don't thank me. He says, you know what the thanks is? One day, I was younger, I was in yeshiva at the time, he says, one day, you're going to have talmidim too. And you have to teach them, b'lev nefesh. You have to teach them b'lev shalem, like I'm teaching you. And then you have to instruct your talmidim, there's going to come a day where they're going to teach others, just like we saw in yesterday's Gemara. Shabbat chufnun alef amubit. The Gemara says, unfortunately, it's about something else. But the Gemara calls this world Galgal HaChozer. The Gemara speaks about that in terms of, you know, whatever, but, you know, I don't want to, Gemarim lo kol kach yafim. Aval mikol makom, it's like this in Torah as well. You learn Torah from somebody, you teach it. Yeah, somebody's going to teach you, somebody's going to teach your son. That's the way it works. A person constantly has to be mashpia. That's why, yes, I'll say, the Gemara yesterday said that a person should be very, very careful with regards to mitzvah tzedakah. A person should be very careful. Why? Ki biglal hadavar hazeh. What's biglal? It says the Gemara, Tana de Berib Ishmael, galgal hu shechozer ba'olam. Ma kavana? Poverty, lo alenu v'lo alechem. What is it? The Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Chiya, alav shalom. Rabbi Chiya, Sof HaTanaim, he was the last generation of Tanaim, Talmido. He was the Talmid Muvhak, Rabbi Chiya was Talmid Muvhak of whom? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He was the chief Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So, one time he told his wife, interestingly, the Gemara doesn't mention it over there, but the Gemara says Rabbi Chiya, Sechit, Yevamod of Samachbet, the Gemara says Rabbi Chiya had a terrible wife. Very bad one. Ooh, good. Tough cookie. Anyway, Bekitsur, so he told her, when an Ani comes to the door, give him bread right away, quickly, so that other people will give your children bread as well. She looked at him, said, why are you cursing your children? What was he saying in essence? Give Aniim bread, so that when your children are Aniim, they'll give them bread too. Said Rabbi Chiya, her name was Yehudit. Yehudit Eshet Rabbi Chiya told him, why are you cursing your children? Why are you cursing them for Aniut? So he said, I'm not cursing them. It's pasuk miforash ki biglal hadavar hazeh galgal hu shechozer ba'olam im lo ba bo. The Gemara says if it doesn't come upon a person, ba bivno, im lo ba bivno, ba beben beno. It comes eventually. And he says, the Rambam writes yesterday on the Rambam who in Hilchot Matnot Aniyim, all the way at the end, he brings down from yesterday's Gemara and he says, Ami Senef to be Rachmanim. Says, how can Rachmanim is a person name, but anyway, it's a Aval, you ever wonder why everything's in the plural? Huh? No, I'm sorry. It's a good child. Aval, mikol makom. No, so he says, so a person has to be Rahman. Why? Because not only is it Galgal HaChozer Ba'olam, Am Yisrael, look, in him nesuot la'achehem. Who are they going to ask for tzedakah? Says, who's Am Yisrael going to ask? Miskin. Ki lo echdal ebiyon mikerev ha'aretz. We're going to read in two parashiyot from now, Parashat Re'eh, which is Shabbat Mevarchim, Chodesh Elul, right? Elul Ba. Chodesh Av Elul Ba. Mamash. In 2 weeks from now, Be'erech, Chodesh Elul. Ze pachad, mamash, pachad mavet. Who could have, it's a very humbling thought. I'm not saying we're on the level of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that on Shabbat Mevarchim, Chodesh Elul, and Chazan used to say Elul, used to faint. That was the thing. No one's fainting. Aval ma, if you, did anybody here when you're standing on Rosh Hashanah, you're praying, you heard Tkiat Shofar, Bechune, last Rosh Hashanah, could you ever imagine in your wildest nightmares that you'd be living in this world now with the coronavirus and what happened this past year? Dichlalo. Think back to Rosh Hashanah. When was this nigzar? Akon nigzar, but Rosh Hashanah. It's a very scary thought. Chodesh Arachamim v'asilichot is almost upon us. Ben Adam tzarech nitametz. A person has to try very hard. Now especially. You know, we have plenty of reasons. Lachzor b'tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu this past year gave us plenty of reasons to show how fickle humanity is. Nachon, ooh, you didn't stop me. Person has to remember lifnei chodesh rachamim v'asalichot. It's coming upon us. L'chaim tovim shalom b'ezrat Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow. I wish everybody chodesh a tu be'av sameach. And Bezat Hashem, Dabar Ba'ito Matov, like we said, Bezat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirachem Alamo, you should send Zivug Hagun to all of those of Am Yisrael that need Zivugim Hagunim, and it should be, In Ve'agefen, Be'in Ve'agefen, Dabar Na'eu Mitkabel, Lechol Am Yisrael, should be, you know, Bezat Hashem, Kulam Po B'nei Torah. B'nei Torah deserve B'nei Yisrael, Kedoshot U'Torot. That's the way, that's the, just like Bizman Chazal, even when they had to do what they had to do in order to get married, but look, it was Bigdei Lavan She'ulim, very much, Be'anava, Bederech Shel Tzni'ut, right? They didn't go and dance. Akol Bederech Shel Tzni'ut. When it's done Bederech Shel Tzni'ut, Be'anava, and Be'kdusha U'Tahora, that's the greatest Shidduchim come from there. I'll end off with a tiny vart. Shlomo HaMelech writes two contradictory psukim, one in Mishle, one in Kohelet. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Kohelet, Umotze ani mar mimavet et ha'isha. I find women to be, the woman to be more bitter than death. Whereas in Mishle, Kotev Shlomo HaMelech, Masa isha, Masa tov, Vayafek, Ratzon Me'ashem. Right, Katuv, there's a whole Gemara, Masechet, Berachot, Davchet. So Shlomo HaMelech, decide. Is it Matza tov or is it mar mimavet? Decide. Ela, I want to read a nice pshat, says, when it was the first pasuk in Kohelet, Umotze ani mar mimavet ha'isha, I found her, says, they come to him and say, Ulai, go through Shadchan, Beze, Bederech Shel Tzniut, Bederech Shel Torah, Beze, Lo Rotze, no, Motze ani, I gotta find her. Yeah, he goes to find her, Beze, Umotze ani, if it's not Bederech Shel Kedusha V'Tahora, mar mimavet ha'isha, I went to Shiduchim, went to Kedusha V'Tahora, Matza Isha, Matza Tov, Yafek, Ratzon Adonai, Baruch Adonai La'olam, Amen.